Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Michelangelo said, "The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who aims high in more ways than one. Today's playmaker is a pilot who flies for Dallas Casa, Angel Flight, and an organization that flies pets across the country to find new homes. With us today is a CEO whose growth comes from its reputation for pioneering the employee benefits industry. This great playmaker is Joe Fernandez. Joe is CEO of TBX. TBX's revenue has skyrocketed 936% in the past 3 years. Success the company's employees attribute to the vision of CEO Joe Fernandez. TBX provides innovative technology services and solutions in the employee benefits administration, communication, education, and enrollment landscape. Though just 6 years old, TBX found its way onto Inc. 500's 2017 list of the country's fastest-growing privately held companies. According to Inc., the company logged $2.6 million in revenue, employed 23 workers in 2016. It was also honored by the publication as the number 11 human resources business in the country and number 21 among top Dallas companies. As he grows his business, Joe is hiring, mentoring, and growing minority employees. Today, 50% of TBX's staff and 80% of its executives are minorities. A lot there to talk about. Joe, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, we were talking a lot before the show started, and TBX has a different philosophy. So what makes TBX different compared to, I guess, the so-called competitors out there?
Well, the company was founded on the concept of doing something that's different than most other companies of similar nature in our industry. And our particular focus is on the technology side of employee benefits. We provide a technology platform for employers to manage all aspects of their employee benefits, from enrollment to compliance, qualifying events, and tracking of all those aspects of all those transactions. And in our business, traditionally, employers pay a fee to these technology companies to provide that software and the services that surround that software. What we decided to do is to do it a little bit differently. Instead of charging them a fee, we charge the insurance companies a fee to be on that platform. And so we've always thought that why should the employer pay for software technology to manage the very products that insurance companies are offering their own employees? So we did it a little bit differently. We kind of got the idea from the grocery store business, where a grocery chain would charge a cornflake manufacturer, for example, a fee to be in their shelves, aside from just the profit that the grocery store makes on selling that product. And we kind of got that same idea. So all of our employers, all of our customers, they don't pay anything for the technology, yet we generate as much or greater revenue per employee than our competitors do.
You mentioned before the show started this contrarian way of looking at it. What gave you this idea? How did this come up?
Well, I've always learned to be successful in business is to try to find something that everyone needs, do it differently, and try to do it better. And we figured that the industry traditionally told us that the way we do our business wouldn't be successful. It wouldn't be a long-term play. And we have, from time to time, we the partners look at each other and we say we must be onto something, because here we are 6 years later. We've grown our revenue. We've doubled our revenue every year since we started, and we'll be over $10 million of revenue this year.
You see yourself more than just employee benefits, more as a tech firm, is that correct?
We're a tech firm that basically specializes in the employee benefits business. My background and the background of the partners have all been in the employee benefits. I've got over 30 years in the employee benefits business and got into the technology side of things in the last 5 to 7 years when we started the company.
This couldn't have survived, 5 or 10 years ago, or could it have?
That's a very good point. It's in the recent years that technology has become more available and more affordable to be able to create a platform like this that does things a little different, that makes it more successful. There's no question that has been a big part of it. Technology, legacy technology, a lot of our employers have technologies that have been around for a long time, don't have a lot of the elements that our system has. And that's been a big difference. There's no question about it. We probably, if we would have tried to start this 10 years ago, it probably wouldn't have been as successful as it is today.
You mentioned earlier that you were told this probably wouldn't work. Were there any other obstacles that you had to overcome to make TBX successful?
Most of the problems that we would have to overcome was really more the skepticism in the marketplace about, does this really work? Will this be? Because if you think about it, most employers, when they undertake the process of incorporating technology into a business, that's a fairly significant commitment. So we had to overcome the concept of, would an employer install this technology and after a year or so it wouldn't work? That's not usually a good proposition for the employer to undertake that. But obviously, we've proven the market wrong, and we're happy that it's been working out great. And it doesn't happen. It's not like we flipped a switch and it happened. Some people ask us, what are the things that you do differently? And I've given you a few of them, but there's really over 100 of different things that we do, and we continue to improve and continue to make the product even better and better and more engaging for the employer and their employees.
Well, I heard this before we started, and I'm hearing it again from you, is that you're offering your clients a lot. You're offering your clients something different than the competition is doing. But I want to change directions just for a moment, because you are a pilot and you take your flying beyond just the TBX business with your employees and clients. You do something else with it. Tell us what you do and who you do it for.
Well, lately, I've been in the aviation. I've been a pilot for a little over 20 years. It's one of my passions. It's kind of my therapy, if you will, my outlet or stress reliever, if you will. And some people golf, and some people travel, and some people do other things. I fly, and I've always enjoyed taking something that you're passionate about and sharing it with other people. Either sharing it with folks that want to enjoy it with you, or also use those skills to help folks in need. And so lately, I've been involved with Angel Flight. We've done quite a bit of flying for Angel Flight, where we fly mostly cancer patients, folks that don't have the means or the ability to travel to places like MD Anderson in Houston to receive top treatment. And what we do is they come from rural areas, and we'll go pick them up and we'll fly them to Houston. And it's a much more comfortable experience for them, less stressful for them. They can bring their families along with them during those trips. I've also been involved in Civil Air Patrol, the Air Force, U.S. Air Force Auxiliary, Pilots for Paws is a similar organization to Angel Flight, but we transport usually dogs that are going to their forever homes.
Because of what you're doing, you are giving back to the community. You're giving back to people. It also sounds similar to what you're doing with TBX too, because you want to give back as much as you possibly can. As you said, why do we need to charge our clients for this? We need to charge the insurance companies. But let me ask you this. You've had a certain amount of success over the last 6 years. What are your secrets to success?
Well, primarily, I would say the secret of success is to find folks, recruit folks that can share in your passion, that are smarter than you are, that are more talented than you are, and give them the opportunity to share in that ownership, figuratively and literally as well, where they can share in that passion, adopt it as part of their own, being a part of that, and using those talents and those skills to make it even better than what you imagine them to be.
Well, as we were sitting in your office, I noticed how well organized and neat it was, but you also said that's what you also look for in your employees. Organization, understanding how to use their time more effectively. Is that correct?
Indeed. And that's something that all of our employees go through as part of their initial training, is to learn how to be more organized. One of the joke around the hall here is I ask people from time to time how many emails you have in your inbox. Because from in our particular, what we strive for, and particularly what we train folks in, is try to keep less than 10 emails in your box, because if you let it accumulate, then things fall through the cracks, and you're not able to deliver the kind of service that most people expect, and it becomes more stressful for the employee themselves when they come into on a Monday morning and they see 100 emails in their inbox. That's a stressful situation to be in, and not a very productive in the end. So we train folks to be very organized, and that has helped. That helped me a long time ago when I started in this business, and kind of translated that into our overall organizational structure.
And what I hear from what you just said, to be that organized, you need to have processes or systems in place to make sure you don't have more than 10 emails in your inbox.
Yeah, there's no question. We are a very process-oriented type of organization. We use a lot of technology. You won't see file cabinets in here. There's a lot of reasons why we do that. Part of it is security, because we do deal with very sensitive information from our clients and their employees. But at the same time, it's to create levels of efficiency. So we use a lot of technology for that. We have talented folks that we have hired to specifically their talent, their experiences on process orientation, operations, and those kinds of things. So we've done a lot of work to really, really make this a very efficient organization and along those lines.
Then what I've heard listening between the lines is leadership. What does it take to be a great leader? What does it take to lead the kind of company you develop with TBX?
Well, I would say give people the opportunity to contribute. Let their ideas shine. Help them develop themselves in giving them a path to a future career, and listen to what they have to say and act on it, not just dictate.
We're speaking with Joe Fernandez. Joe is CEO of TBX, and you can check their website at tbxbenefits.com. So outside of being told that your business probably wouldn't work, were there any other obstacles you had to deal with, or any obstacles that you're looking at for continued growth with this company?
Well, no different than any other business, certainly no different than any young business in a high growth mode. There's always things you got to be cautious of. You always got to watch for expenses. You always got to be mindful of not just necessarily throwing bodies at a problem, but really looking at things to try to be more effective on how you solve problems or create processes. We do have a fairly large workforce for the size of company that we are and the years that we've been. We'll be close to 50 employees in the next few weeks. But that's what new companies have to be careful about, because you could you create a great program and a great product, but expenses and cash flow can be a certain situation. So we're very, very disciplined on how we go about managing our business and managing our people. And really, we like to hire folks, and it's a special kind of person that we hire. It's someone who wants to be part of a growing organization, who is seeking personal growth themselves. It takes longer to hire people like that, takes longer to train people in that kind of environment. But in the end, you get a workforce that's far more efficient, far more effective, and overall a better place to come and work.
Therefore, you're not offering a job, you're offering a growth opportunity for an employee.
Absolutely. In fact, even our most basic employee level, which would be folks that operate our call center, we do not hire what you would typically see in most call centers, a call center rep. They're not call center reps. They're actually benefit specialists that actually learn the business, and that becomes their starting point into other opportunities in our company.
This is an interesting culture that you developed. You are 6 years old. Your background, tell us about that, and tell us how long it took from the conception of this idea to actually make it a reality. So first of all, your background.
My background has been mostly in the sales and sales management of the employee benefits distribution business, particularly in what we call in our business the ancillary lines. That means the not the medical, major medical type product, but the dental and vision and disability life insurance and those other types of products. Different kind of skill set, different kind of selling environment than otherwise. So I've been involved usually as a company representative or management in a company representative of large Fortune 500 companies in this business. About 2012, so about 8, 6, 7 years ago, the idea is came about. You know, the whole concept of how a business starts has got to be a better way. And the idea, I was actually working with a grocery store client that I got this idea, and it really started from there. So it took about the idea came in 2012, and the our first customer was 2013, about a year later. And it was more of a pilot type of customer, and they knew that. They were willing to be the guinea pig, if you will. But since then, in 2014, is when our full-fledged, full production rollout of our product began. So
it took you, once you got into it, a couple of years to get everything in motion to be where you are today.
Exactly, yes.
Well, let me ask you this then. You put a lot into TBX. You do some things differently with the clients. What's next? Where do you go from here? Is it simply growth with what you have right now? Or are there other products or technologies you want to put into place to take care of your clients even more effectively?
Well, right now, it's definitely more growth in the area that we, in our core market. Our core market is typically employers that have 1,000 and more benefit-eligible employees. So we definitely are in the larger market space and the larger employer space, and we want to continue our growth in there because there's definitely a lot of success and a lot of growth in that area. And a lot of need in that area. However, the next endeavor that we want to start working with concurrently is to find an effective means of doing what we're doing, but in the smaller scale, in that 100 to 500 life or employee category, which is a huge part of the economy, a huge growth opportunity, but no one yet have been able to figure out how to crack the code on that particular market and what we do. Our technology is very customized. It takes a lot of time to set up, and it's, you know, on the smaller size, it's a little bit hard to make that economically feasible. But we're working on it. We think we got a couple of ideas and a couple of tracks to follow to make that successful. And we think we're going to be launching our first series of customers in that size segment later on this year, early part of next year.
You mentioned marketing. You work with insurance agents. So do you market to the insurance companies? Do you market to the companies that are getting the benefits? And this new process, who are you going to market to?
We primarily market to insurance advisors, employee benefit advisors and consultants, and insurance carriers that provide those types of products through those advisors and consultants. We don't necessarily market directly to the end consumer or the end client.
So you're essentially giving them another avenue for their clients, something different that they can add to, value added to what they're doing for their clients. Is that correct?
Not only value added to their clients, but also a potential revenue generation source for the advisors itself. Most competitors in our business, someone's got to pay a cost. And that cost usually either comes from the advisor themselves as part of the expense that they provide to their offering, or to the client themselves. We share in the revenue that the insurance companies pay us. We share that revenue also with the advisors that bring, in most situations, the advisors that bring our technology to their clients. So instead of becoming an expense for everybody involved, it's actually a revenue generation event. So it kind of creates the win-win-win, which is very hard to do in business, to create a win-win-win scenario. It's not impossible, but usually when you do that, I'm famous for saying that things are successful when everyone's agenda is aligned. And when agendas are not aligned, that's when things eventually will fall apart. And we feel that what we've created is a scenario where everyone's agenda is, you know, the boat is rowing in the same direction. So everyone wins. The client gets great technology, state-of-the-art technology that doesn't break the bank for them. their employees get a great interface that's really educational for the employees. The brokers or advisors get a revenue source and a way to add value to their clients. And of course, we make revenue for doing what we're doing.
So here's the million-dollar question: Why isn't everyone doing business with you?
That's a great question. I think eventually we'll have more people doing business with us, but part of that has to do with the fact of how we've gone to market. We don't necessarily blanket the entire market. For example, if you take the Dallas market, which is a very large market, we only work with about 3 to 4 advisors and consultants in this marketplace. We don't go to the 400, 500, 600 of them that are in this market. So we've decided to have more closely aligned partnerships that provide deeper relationships and a deeper cut into their daily business and their client portfolio, as opposed to just trying to be everything for everybody.
Then, as I heard you say that these partners, this partnership, they almost become a part of TBX. Is that correct?
And
working closely together.
And mutually. We also become a part of their organization. We become part of a very important tool that they have that they provide to their clients. It's a mutual thing. It's one that we both share in and both kind of have that united front to serve the mutual client.
This also comes back to what we talked about before the show started. I was talking about customer service, and you mentioned this also includes your employees too, which are customers of yours. Mm-hmm. So everybody you're dealing with is a customer that you want to bring in the fold. Again, as you mentioned, win-win-win throughout. Everybody benefits, or I'm saying this, guessing this is the way you feel, or you're not going to do it. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. That's part and parcel of what we do. We do mention that we even, as employees, we treat each other as if we're customers, because we know that when a customer is happy and what we deliver for them makes them successful and makes them happy, well, that works all around. That's what's, you know, aligning the agendas mean.
So in addition to the new market you're going to tap, how are you going to develop the additional growth over the next few years? Is it through the current clients you have right now and helping them develop more business, or is it opening up and finding new clientele?
It's a little bit of both. Certainly a lot of the brokers and advisors that we work with, they have large businesses, but they all have also a huge portfolio of small to mid-sized businesses. So we want to be able to give them an opportunity to serve that part of their clientele as well. So there's a lot of growth just inherently in the folks that we deal with right now. At the same time, a lot of the insurance carrier partners that we work with, they have large sales distributions forces, and they want to be able to have this tool to also a large part of their client too. So it's not so much that we're going to change whom we market to, it's just basically given an opportunity to go deeper in the existing portfolio of clients that our partners have.
And you're giving them additional ways to increase their revenue and additional services they can offer their clients too. I would love to make sure that I was aligned with you if I was them, to make sure I could find out everything you're doing to help my clients.
Yeah, well, certainly that would be a great way of them for them to think about it.
So should somebody want to find out more about TBX, where should they go?
Well, you mentioned our website. That's certainly a great place to start, tbxbenefits.com. There's a lot of wealth of information there about what we do, some examples of some of the content and some of the engagement level of activities that we do within our product, and certainly has all of our contact information available there.
And that's also on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Well, Joe, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
You are definitely a playmaker, and a playmaker is somebody that's making something happen. And you're not only making it happen, you're creating new waves within the employee benefit field. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This has been a terrific show. We just spoke with Joe Fernandez. Joe is CEO of TBX. It's been great having Joe on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.